Anthony Gorman, before we look forward to the game this Sunday, we play Portmarnock and a replay of the Senior Cup. How's the last week been for Letterkenny Rovers after that fantastic game last week and reaching the FAI Intermediate Cup final?
Well, it's been nothing short of fantastic, Oisin. The reaction to everybody from everyone around the town has been superb, and there's an awful lot of goodwill has been shown towards the club over the last, not only from last week's game, but in the build-up to the game and in the previous games that we played. But I suppose looking back to the Ringmahon game at the time, losing the late equaliser down in Cork, it felt like the end of the world. And, you know, at that stage, we were probably about 30 seconds away from the final, and we conceded the equaliser. But in hindsight, it's, you know, it's probably the best thing that's happened to us, because it's allowed us to refocus, and our preparation for last week was really good, and we had a couple of good weeks training behind us. And, you know, and then to get the game at Lakeview and the crowd that was there and the performance that the players put in, you know, it made up for the first time disappointment in Cork.
Yeah. Letterkenny Rovers is your hometown club. Yes, you played across the channel and you've played in the Irish League and along with Harps and managed them too. But Letterkenny Rovers are special to you, because that's your boyhood club, and you've experienced some great times with them. But there's tremendous buzz around the moment. Have you ever experienced anything like this at this stage with them?
Not previously. I mean, this is something totally different. I mean, obviously, I've been fortunate enough to play for good teams and play in League One teams and play in cup finals and that, but for Letterkenny Rovers to be doing it on a national stage, you know, it's something that hasn't happened before. You know, I suppose as a club, they've been always competitive in the Ulster Senior League, and they've got a couple of league titles, and but nationally we've never got beyond, you know, maybe quarter finals before that, and you know, to get to the final. And especially the final being at the Aviva, you know, it makes it very special. Not just for the players, but for everyone associated with the club and supporters and ex-players and the committee. It's really, really special time for the club.
And it's a hectic time as well, because these big games are coming thick and fast. Can you carry that form now into the Sunday's game in the FAI Senior Cup?
Well, you know, I suppose about 3 or 4 weeks ago we had a meeting as a group, and, you know, I'd sort of emphasised the fact that coming into April, we're very lucky that we're still competing in four competitions. You know, we're in the League Cup final, we're still mathematically have a chance for the league, which until that's gone, well, you still keep fighting and you keep hoping. You've got the FAI Senior Cup and obviously the Intermediate Cup. So when you get to that stage of the season, it's, you know, you've got to treat every game with the respect it deserves, and you know, you've really got to prepare for each game as if it's a cup final. And, you know, and the players deserve all the credit for the way that they've approached all these games, and their preparation and their attitude and their, you know, the effort that they're putting into all these games has been first class.
Yeah. What's the prep been like over the last couple of days ahead of this one? Because there's players that have knocks, and you're going to be missing Tommy as well. So is there much of a hindrance there in your prep this week for this game?
Well, I suppose really, Oisin, we'll not know until maybe Sunday morning when a couple of lads will get fitness tests. But I would fully expect them to pass them. But, you know, we've picked up a few knocks over the last couple of weeks, and
Which was expected with the schedule.
Yeah, you know, and I suppose as well, like, we've been at it since last July. We've been training, and, you know, the training has, the players have put in so much into it, and you really have to say that they're a special group of players for the effort that they do put in. And, you know, going back to, you know, the cold, wet nights when you're planning your session for an hour and 5 or 10 minutes, and the boys are looking for you to do more, and they're pounding around the track and at the community centre, and, you know, so they're getting their rewards now for the effort that they're putting in. But you know, at this stage of the season, there will be knocks in that, but and some of the boys have been playing through knocks, but I'd expect everyone to be fit for Sunday. Yeah.
What sort of challenge do you expect Portmarnock to bring to the table? You know all about them now at this stage, having played them in the original game. Do you expect them to change the way they play, Deanna?
I don't think so. Now, they had a very definite shape and a very definite style to the way that they played, and you know, to be fair, the first, it was a strange game, Portmarnock, because in the first half we played with a very strong breeze, and yet they started the game much the better and played the conditions really well. But after the first 20 minutes, you know, we really got a big performance from the players, and it took us a wee while to adapt to their system. But when we did, we really, well, I personally felt we played really well for the remaining three quarters of the game.
Yeah, and you obviously lost a man in that game, so you had to adapt then playing with 10 men. And since you had to do that, do you think maybe you didn't show all your cards that day against them?
Well, Eve, it's quite strange because when we went down to 10 men and we obviously changed and, you know, we just left Mackie up front on his own, but the boys seemed to get another gear and they worked, you know, while they were working very hard and putting a lot of effort into the game, they seemed to find another gear and really just were relentless in trying to get the winner because it was 1-1 at that time. And, you know, and I must say as well, that I personally felt Tommy was quite unlucky to get sent off in that game. And if the referee was going to send Tommy off, he should have sent their lad off as well, because if anything, his tackle on Paul McVeigh was worse than what Tommy got done for. But I thought even with 10 men and at one each, I thought if anybody was going to win, that we were going to win, because we just had a momentum with us and we had a belief, and there was a real determination and a fight among each other, you know, to get the result. And but listen, you go down to 10 men down Portmarnock and you come out with a draw, you'll take it.
Yeah, and we've seen this through the course of the season and particularly over the last number of weeks, that when an obstacle is put up in front of these players, they have the character to dig deep.
Honestly, Oisin, you know, and I've been lucky enough to work with a lot of good players over a number of years. For the group of players we have at Letterkenny Rovers at the minute, it's as good a group as what you could wish for. They're professional, they're technically very good, they're tactically astute, and, you know, there's experience there as well. You know, the likes of Mark Forker and Christy Conaghan and Tommy Bunner have all played, Shane Bradley, Jonathan Manick have all played senior football. You know, so they've had experience. But the other boys, you know, that given the opportunity that they would relish playing senior football and they'd be more than capable. And, you know, it's really shown in the way that they're approaching the game and the way that they're applying themselves.
And the card at the end of this one, if he's come through it, would be a possible draw against one of the senior clubs and one of the League of Ireland clubs. So there'll be a bit more determination maybe for that as well.
Yeah, once, you know, it's something again, like, we haven't seen it like Lakeview. And obviously to compete against one of the big boys at Lakeview would be great. Obviously you want to get through and, you know, you take whatever's in front of you, but when you get to this stage, it's a home draw you want, and you want to give the supporters and the people that come out in their numbers and on Sunday, you want to give them another day out. And, you know, it's another way of attracting people and just increases the interest in the club.
And the players experienced playing in front of a big crowd last weekend in the Media Cup, and hopefully the supporters will be out in the big numbers again to follow on from what they've seen last week.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose a big thank you to the people that did come out, because the support was fantastic, and it was a very vocal support, and really they really got behind the players, and the players responded, you know, and it didn't affect them in any way. If anything, they got, you know, they got that wee bit of an extra 10% out of it, and you know, the support was very much appreciated.
Just finally, Anthony, it's a special time for Letterkenny Rovers, and Kilmarnock's the next big game, and when these big games are coming so quick and you don't experience them that often, it's a time when you have to make the most of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's many players that, and senior players and, you know, players that play League of Ireland for a long, long time and never get a chance to experience playing at the Aviva. You know, so our boys are, you know, I hope they understand and I hope they appreciate it. But at the end of the day, regardless of whether it's the Aviva or wherever, their preparation, their focus must be on the game. But I've no doubt that given the professionalism that they've shown so far, that their focus will solely be on the game, and You know, the hype surrounding playing at the Aviva. You know, I hope they enjoy it, but I hope they embrace the fact that, you know, the carrot at the end of the stick, you know, that is the Intermediate Cup, is much bigger than the walking out at the Aviva.
Yeah. Well, listen, the next challenge is Port Marnock on Sunday. And Anthony, thanks for talking to us. We wish you all the best once again in another big game at Lakeview this weekend.
Thank you, Oisin. Thank you.